This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Back at it this morning. Hope you had a good weekend. Best as it could be under the circumstances. Are you homeschooling your kids right now? Here are some interesting hashtag lessons from the Twitter sphere. Hashtag how to turn TP into cash. Hashtag home economics, how to make mommy the perfect cocktail. Hashtag vacuuming, house painting, fence painting, and car detailing. Hashtag parents learning to do math. Hashtag how not to touch your face. And hashtag teachers don't get paid enough. Amen to that. With people staying at home and businesses like hair salons and barbershops having to shut down, many people across the country are finding themselves in desperate need of a haircut. Some of them have resorted to cutting their own hair, which has been great for portable clipper companies. Wahl, for instance, the company known for manufacturing electric clippers, a company spokesman says they've already sold out many of their clippers on Amazon, and their online store is nearly out of stock. They say traffic on the website's up 280% from last year, and most visitors are looking for haircut tutorials. I'll bet they are. Boy, you have to love the way Americans pitch in to help during a crisis. There's a story that Ford, GE, and 3M are all pooling resources to build ventilators. MyPillow is building face masks, is donating 10,000 mattresses to New York City hospitals. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy Friday. I mentioned this coronavirus stuff's got us all on edge, even to the point of insanity. A woman in Pennsylvania is facing charges after she walked into a grocery store and intentionally coughed on all of the meat and produce. The store had to throw out over $35,000 worth of food because of it. I hope they throw the book at her. Mexican protesters shut down a border crossing in Arizona this week. Let me repeat. Mexican protesters shut down a border crossing in Arizona this week because they're worried about too many Americans flooding across the border. An 8-year-old wrote about homeschooling in his journal. His mom shared it online. Quote, my mom's getting stressed out. She is really getting confused. We took a break so she can figure this stuff out. And I'm telling you, it's not going good. A bakery in Germany has been making cakes shaped like toilet paper. And they're really popular. So even toilet paper cakes are selling out. Yeah. Americans are discovering a variety of ways to deal with the stress we're feeling as we all continue to be consumed by COVID-19. Reuters reports that one thing that works is laughing. Mental health professionals say that not only is humor a soothing balm, it can also reduce stress hormones. Psychologist Sean Truman explains that humor is a really powerful way to manage the unmanageable, just to make fun of it and gain control by laughing at it. That's a really powerful psychological move we can make. Time to stream some funny movies and comedy shows, I think. Brand new week and a lot has happened since Friday with COVID-19. Stay informed with up-to-the-minute updates from our newsroom at 20 past each hour all day. And, of course, 24/7 on the website, WCSY.com. We've got the most trusted websites available at the click of a mouse. WCSY.com. Stay informed. Know the facts. And not the myths and fear. We'll get through this. Knucklehead News. Normally, beer and driving don't go together. But a pair of Wisconsin pals found a way to mix the two with a clever remote-controlled car delivery system. Eric Terzinski, a self-described car guy, was bummed out about missing happy hour with neighbor Trevor Renke due to Milwaukee's shelter-in-place lockdown, so he decided to do something about it. Eric took a remote-controlled car and turned it into a bartender by attaching a spare exhaust tip, which made for the perfect beer bottle holder. Kaczynski was able to navigate his car around traffic and successfully drive the beer to his neighbor. Well, maybe that's not such a knuckleheaded idea after all. I'll gladly accept anything you'd like me to buzz about at paul@wcsy.com. Just click and paste a link to an email or our Facebook page, Daily Buzz Podcast, or at wcsy.com. Become a subscriber. We'll email them to you. Of course, they're available on all the great podcasting outlets as well, including Alexa. Just ask her to play Super Hits 103.7, Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Be informed, be smart, and make it a great day.